Hey everybody, Jonathan Doyle for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing well. This episode, my friend, is being recorded right in the thick of the coronavirus. You're not meant to date podcasts, really. So if you're listening to this in 5 years, I hope it's still got some wisdom in it. But basically, what a time of upheaval, huh? It's literally a case of watching headlines by the hour. It's March now. I'm due to be in Baltimore to do the keynote for the NCAA convention in April. That's up in the air. My wife Karen runs a national women's conference in about 10 days' time. That's under some pressure. Travel is impacted all over the world. All sorts of stuff's happening, huh? And we're all affected by it. So I'm going to offer something really basic here that is just worth reminding us all before I jump into what I wanted to share in this podcast. There is the amazing scripture where St. Paul famously says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It seems fair to say that we are all quite impacted by the turbulence, the upheaval, the uncertainty of the moment. Here in Australia, many listeners would know the entire collection of basically toilet paper has been just, you can't buy it anywhere. People panicked and freaked out. And I think it's to do with the idea that if you are quarantined, you have to spend a month at home, so everybody's like making sure that that's covered, right? But at the root of it all is we're all just dealing with this very real uncertainty, and I think it highlights the existential truth that there is essentially nothing certain in this life. My accident back in October really taught me that at a very deep level, that we believe in this idea of predictability and certainty, but it just doesn't exist. We are all so vulnerable to all sorts of changes and challenges that can happen, and this global issue suddenly throws that into a very powerful relief for all of us. But let's hold on to this one truth, that He is the Lord of the universe. He's guiding history, and we're going to trust Him through these moments of challenge and uncertainty. Because obviously there's very little we can all do, right? I mean, we can do the basics in terms of what we can control at the local level. But a global pandemic is beyond the reach of any of us to stop. We just have to do what we can do. So we have to trust that Christ is present. He is guiding us through this season. And that His plans and purposes are perfect. There's no... A beautiful line from Scripture, you know, with Jesus, there's no shadow of alteration, no shadow of change in who He is. So I just encourage you to really press in prayer in this season. Pray for people, pray for government leaders. We've all got to really pray. We got Mass here near the studio in a couple of hours. So get over there and just really pray for people and pray for the presence of God to sustain and guide and carry us all. Okay, so hold on to that. The other thing is just to share with you today's quote from Thérèse of Lisieux. You really can't go wrong with that. If you're not getting the daily email, would you do me a favor today? Send me an email daily, D-A-Y-D-A-I-L-Y, daily, at beingcatholic.com.au. And I'll put you on the daily list. You've got thousands of teachers. Get this little email and reflection every morning. It's a real blessing. Listen to this quote from her. She says, "Jesus, help me simplify my life by learning what you want me to be and becoming that person." Jesus, help me simplify my life by learning what you want me to be and becoming that person. I wrote in today's daily email about the amount of complexity that we all live under in our private lives and also in the school system, in the Catholic education system. There's so many programs and reporting and data analysis and complexities everywhere. So I think I've been really on a bit of what I call a simplicity audit or a complexity audit, looking into my life at all the areas that add extra layers of complexity and beginning to strip them out. It's one of the beauties of the monastic life. I mean, most of us are not going to get to experience it, but, you know, the monastic life for people like St. Thérèse of Lisieux were about one thing, you know, to will one thing, to simplify our lives so that we can be available to Christ, and through that availability, be available to others. So friends, let me put that on your heart today. As a Catholic educator, simplicity. Try and get rid of everything that isn't essential to your vocation in life, your primary vocation as a child of God, your secondary vocation, married, single, religious life, and your final vocation, your tertiary vocation, which is really what you're doing for work as a Catholic educator. Find simplicity, seek simplicity. Therese of Lisieux, we ask for your prayers for everybody listening to this short message today, that you would help us all to find simplicity. God bless you, friends. Thank you for all you do. Please come and follow me on the internet. I'm at Instagram, JonathanDoyle47, Facebook, Passionate Catholic Teachers. Join the group. And on the website, we're going to change that soon, but the website for the moment is beingcatholic.com.au. You can find out everything there. God bless you, friends. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast, and I'll have another message for you tomorrow.